Hey friends, you're tuning into Wisdom and Wellness with Wit, a podcast for your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-being, a space to learn and grow, to be encouraged and maybe even challenged just a little bit. Let's journey together and explore what it means to experience the wholeness God has for each of our lives. Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Friday to you. I hope you have been having a good week. Thanks for joining this week's podcast episode. We are talking about a subject that is dear to my heart, and it is the subject of fear when it comes to the role that it plays with chronic pain. And I mean, we see the way that fear wreaks havoc in every aspect of our life, but it's actually a very important thing to learn about when it comes to your chronic pain and your symptoms. And so this week's episode is a Instagram live that I did this week. So if you're hearing water and stuff, it's because I was sitting by a beautiful fountain and I was enjoying the water vibe. So if that's what you're hearing, that is why. But I hope that you can just gain some good insight from the role that fear just really plays in creating a dysregulated brain and nervous system. And I mean a dysregulated life when we let it just run rampant, right? The Bible says that we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind. So I hope that this can be encouraging. If you have any questions, please always reach out to me. I love engaging in conversations when you reach out and have questions or comments or anything. I just love it so much. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm sharing my testimony and message, because I just want to see so many people heal from chronic pain. So enjoy this week's episode. Okay. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Let me make sure this is working. So today we are going to talk about a subject called breaking the fear barrier. And you might wonder, what does that have to do with chronic pain? And it's really interesting because the more people have been finding out that I work with people who struggle with chronic pain, they ask about diet and they ask about food allergies and they ask about all those kinds of things. And I say the approach where I found healing had nothing to do with what I eat and what supplements I take. Now, holistic approaches to health are important, but for me, the fundamental foundational part of looking at my chronic pain started with looking at fear. And that might sound weird, and you might be like, that might work for you, that's not gonna work for me, because like my pain is super different. So I wanna say this first and foremost, like when we talk about pain being the brain's opinion, and we talk about fear, and chronic pain is like this epidemic of this fear-ridden brain. I want you to know that, even in just my own story, like when you're going through chronic pain, it is really scary. Like it's absolutely scary because, you know, you don't know what's going on in your body. So obviously like the first reaction you're gonna have is not gonna be like, I feel empowered because I have another migraine. Like, no, you know, but when we start to look at our pain from a different perspective through a lens of safety and security, when it comes to our brain and our nervous system, it is so empowering and so freeing to learn about, because our entire lives we've been taught or we've thought that pain is bad, right? First and foremost, pain is a protective mechanism, right? When it comes to acute pain, we need pain to tell us that something is wrong, right? Like if there is something in our body, you know, like a tumor or something, like pain is something really helpful for us to know, like, hey, I need to get something checked, right? But when pain becomes chronic, we, for the most part, of course, checking with our doctors, right? Going and making sure, you know, we feel confident, right, that it's not something cancerous or a tumor, things like that, right, that absolutely need medical intervention. When we start to look at it and recognize, okay, now that I'm starting to get these chronic migraines, what if there's actually a different approach to treating them, right? What if it's not, oh my gosh, I'm in pain. Something is wrong with me. I need to fix it. And so I just wanted to address, just even this month, we're going to be looking at like this fear barrier that a lot of us struggle to overcome, right? Fear is such a big thing, emotional, right? In our emotional life, in our spiritual life, and just our daily life, right? Like fear, the level of fear can just have such a different impact for some of us. And there is so much emotion that comes with having chronic pain, right? Or having autoimmune disease, or having something go essentially what feels like wrong in your body, right? When your back goes out, when your knee starts to hurt, when you have foot pain, when you start to have IBS, when you start to have food allergies, right? Like the first thing, like I said, isn't going to be, oh my gosh, I feel so empowered. No, like the first thing you're going to feel is fear. And a lot of people, when we actually sit and it's like, we talk about our symptoms, you might not necessarily relate to the word fear, right? You might be like, I'm not in fear of my symptoms. But to our brain, there's other emotions that it interprets the exact same as fear. So it might be annoyance or frustration or anger or sadness or grief, right? And when we are feeling these emotions in a way that we haven't actually allowed ourselves to feel them in safety, and we'll talk about what safety means, our brain is going to go on high alert in the same way that it does with fear, right? Fear is the fuel for our pain, okay? So, you know, when we become fixated, when we become angry about what we've lost, essentially, right? Because so many of us who develop chronic pain, it's like we're losing, it feels like, a piece of who we are. I mean, I feel like when I started to have all of my issues, I was like, I don't even know who I am anymore. I feel like I'm a shell of a person. There's nothing I want to do. There's nothing I want to pursue. Like, there's no goals I want to pursue, because it's like every day I wake up just wanting to go back to bed, because it's just like this horrible thing that I have to endure, right? When we actually look at processing, like, how much we've had to adjust our lives to our pain, there's so much grief that comes with that, right? Like, you're like, I used to live this one way, and now my existence is completely revolved around my pain and my autoimmune disease and my symptoms, just for me to feel like I can get through the day. And we all know the analogy, right, about fear, false evidence appearing real. And this applies very much to our brain as well. Okay, so what's going on in our brain? Well, our brain is receiving signals that there is something in our external or in our internal environment that is dangerous, right? And 99% of the time, these signals that we're getting are false information. They're not sending the correct information to our brain. But these danger signals are what evoke fear in our brain and in our nervous system. So our brain and nervous system start to think that there's something that we need to be protected against. And so this is when we start to begin to experience, you know, sensations such as headaches and back pain and knee pain and carpal tunnel pain and nerve issues and stomach pain. And I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And what is happening is our brain is trying to protect us from either this internal or this external stimuli that it deems much more dangerous than the actual predator, right? So when we have had things like repressed emotions that have just stayed below the surface for so long, when they start to bubble up, our brain and nervous system look at it like that really bad bear. You know, I just went hiking, so I'm still on alert. I'm thinking I'm about to see grizzly bears, right? Like, our brain and nervous system are like, no. That shame that is trying to bubble up right now, we don't deal with that shame well. And so here's some symptoms that I'm going to give because that feels safer than dealing with the shame. Now, to be clear, the emotions that we're having are not what are dangerous, right? Like sadness and grief and anger and shame and guilt are like all things that we need to feel and we need to process, and we need to process in community and with the Holy Spirit, right? But when we actually haven't allowed ourselves to process them in a way that is healthy, that's when our brain and our nervous system are gonna see them as dangerous. You know, there's a lot of us who are like, I'm not angry. I don't I'm not an angry person, right? Don't go to bed angry. But we actually don't ever allow ourselves to actually process things that do make us angry. So over time, when all we're doing is just like repressing, like we feel a little tinge of anger, nope, push it back down. That's when we start to notice like, oh, I kind of have like a stiff neck, or like I kind of have some shoulder pain. Or that's when our brain starts to send out symptoms, right? Because the shame that we're feeling, or the guilt that we're feeling, or the years of repressed grief that we just never felt like we could handle is starting to bubble up. Nope. No. That is very dangerous. So again, what is important for us to learn, and again, I know it's really hard to hear this maybe if you are in chronic pain and you haven't necessarily heard a lot about the mind-body syndrome, is that the sensations that you are feeling are not actually dangerous. They are indicative of something that our brain and nervous system are trying to tell us. Now, all we've heard over most of our lives is if you feel something, there's something wrong, we have to fix something. But I want to tell you, and I want to encourage you to claim this over yourself, that you are not broken and you do not need to be fixed. There's actually nothing wrong with you. The way that you were created is indicative of healing and of wholeness, right? So the false evidence that is appearing real, right? Fear, false evidence appearing real, is this constant migraine that you get after finishing, you know, a day at your job where you consistently feel ignored, or you don't feel heard, or you feel like your voice or your opinion is never taken seriously. It's, you know, that back pain that developed over years of people pleasing and trying to meet everybody else's needs, but you've never taken the time to meet your own because maybe you've thought that's selfish, or maybe you don't even feel like you know what your own needs are, right? Maybe you've been a caretaker of children or a family, and it's like everybody around me has such worse circumstances than me, so it would be so selfish of me to like take time for myself. But what's happening is when we are repressing like who we are and who God created us to be, this is enraging to the brain and the nervous system. It is enraging. And what our brain and nervous system are doing are sending us signals that they want us to stop, right? I know with my own pain, like my voice issues had a lot to do with this performance mentality, or this wanting to please, or wanting to be accepted, or wanting to feel heard. And my body was screaming at me, stop, like this incessant putting down of your own self, repressing your own needs, not saying what it is that you need to feel, is like your brain and nervous system are begging you to speak up for yourself. And if we don't speak up for ourselves, our bodies will. If we're not going to be the ones to give ourselves rest and to give ourselves love and compassion and self-care, our bodies are going to be the ones to tell us that we need to do it. And for all of us, it's different. For some of us, it happens earlier in life. For some of us, it happens later in life. And it has nothing to do with age. It has to do with the amount of repression and just like stuff we can handle before our brain and our nervous system say, that's enough. There is no gray area for the brain and nervous system. So it is always going to divert our attention away from something that feels dangerous. And so this happens through the sending of these sensations to the body. Because if I'm home with a migraine, or I've stopped running because of my shin splints, my brain and my nervous system have done their job in keeping me safe, in keeping me out of danger and whatever is triggering me or setting me off, right? I'm not the biggest fan of confrontation. And recently I went through a few weeks of just some tough relational stuff. And I knew the healthy conversations I needed to have. I just didn't want to have them. And I just was not feeling like it. And the next week, my body was telling me, like I was having some symptoms, and I recognized that my body does not do well with me holding in my true feelings. It just doesn't. And so after a while, that migraine will come on. But here's what the difference is now. When I get symptoms, I don't sit and get freaked out. Being free from chronic pain doesn't mean that I now live a life with zero pain. That is not biblical, right? That we're gonna ever live without pain. That is what being human is. It's what's living in a fallen world. We're gonna experience brokenness and pain. But what I am not is I am not captive to fear of my sensations. So what we have to do is we have to teach our brain how to feel safe, right? It's not that we're gonna avoid all of these triggers and avoid things that feel dangerous. It's that we are going to teach our brain, no, this actually is not a hungry bear that is trying to eat you or kill you. This is an emotion that feels uncomfortable, but it's not dangerous and it's not life-threatening. So, you know, figuring out, okay, what is the opposite of fear? What is the opposite of fearing my sensations? The opposite of fear is love and safety. And while this is such a valuable lesson in life, this is also such a valuable lesson in our body as well. Learning how to experience my sensations through a lens of safety and through a lens of love and self-compassion for myself. When I get symptoms now, I'm like, okay, my body's trying to tell me something. Either I'm pushing too hard, I've been avoiding things, or my brain's just acting up. And sometimes it's just like, okay, I see you. I see what you're trying to do. But I'm not going to give in to fear with it. Because when we start to give in to our sensations through a lens of fear, this is when we start having this pain-fear cycle, right? So have you ever gotten a sensation in your body that's uncomfortable? And you're like, oh my gosh, my stomach hurts. Oh my gosh, what did I eat? Oh my gosh, I'm supposed to go to this event tonight, or I'm supposed to go hang out with friends tonight. Oh no, what if it gets worse? Shoot, okay, maybe I should take something. But like, what if taking something doesn't help? What if I'm somewhere and I'm in pain and I can't leave? All this is doing is creating this pain-fear cycle. There's pain, which creates fear. More fear creates more pain sensations. And sometimes what we're doing when we're in this hyper state of fear is that actually helps trigger those pain sensations even more. Rather than being like, okay, I feel a little bit of a, okay, I got a little pain in my stomach. Whatever. I'm just gonna go enjoy my day. If the pain persists, then I'm like, okay, I don't think this is something I necessarily need to worry about. And now I have tools, whether it be through somatic tracking, whether it be through daily journaling, whether it be through biblical meditation, and ways in which we are learning and teaching our amygdala and our brain to lower the danger signal, because we don't have to look at sensations through a lens of, oh my gosh. We can look at them through a lens of, all right, that's fine. Because if we don't give the pain meaning, we're not instilling fear into the pain, and then the pain will go away. I can't tell you how many times I'll just get symptoms. And in the past, like I said, I would have that pain fear cycle of, oh my gosh, my head's hurting. Oh my gosh, what if it turns into a migraine? Oh my gosh, if it turns into a migraine, then I'm not gonna be able to do this, or I'm not gonna be able to do that, right? But in reality now, when I get a migraine, I'm like, all right, whatevs, that's fine. I'm still gonna go do what I need to do. Or if it's something where I'm like, you know what? I don't necessarily feel like I'm in a state of love and self-compassion and safety, I might take an Advil because I have a meeting to get to. And it's like, I'm not taking the Advil thinking this is what's gonna help. It's like inflammation and there's something going wrong with my brain. It's like, no, it's just like my brain and my nervous system feel a little in fight or flight right now. And I don't necessarily feel like I'm out of space where I can look at this through safety. So I'm just gonna do something that feels loving and like self-compassion for myself, right? There's a lot of tools that I talk through in my courses when it comes to navigating chronic pain, because what we're wanting to do, and I keep saying it, but I wanna just keep saying it, is learn how to look at our symptoms through
a lens of safety rather than of danger. So Whitney, how do we do that? How do I do that if I've been told my whole life that my pain and symptoms are, you know, structural, or it's an autoimmune disease that I just, they've said I'm probably just gonna have pain for the rest of my life, right? How do I do that? So first and foremost, pain science education is huge. And I want to emphasize, like, this isn't like pop psychology or even anything like a spiritual practice in essence. Like, neuroscience and doctors have been doing studies on the brain's impact of our body and how these tools actually have a great impact on our pain. So they were doing studies of the brain where they were showing acute pain, right? So like if you stub your toe, it should hurt, right? Like that's an appropriate amount of pain. Now they were doing studies showing in acute pain, areas of the brain that lit up had to do with appropriate areas of the brain that should be firing. And then they started doing brain imaging on patients who struggled with chronic pain. So anything that, you know, it began acute, maybe you had an injury that has just, the pain never went away. Maybe you just like all of a sudden your pain came on. Maybe your pain all of a sudden came out of like this really stressful season. Maybe you, you know, you lifted up a child and your back went out, or you were at the gym and you did something where you turned and your neck went out and like the pain has just never gone away. So they looked at a lot of these types of cases. People with disc degeneration or spinal issues, bulging discs, like all of these very serious diagnoses. And what the brain scans picked up was that the areas of the brain that were lit were areas such as the prefrontal cortex that has nothing to do with pain, but everything to do with the decision making and reasoning. And they're like, isn't that so interesting that chronic pain patients, the part of the brain that's lit up is not the pain, is not pain areas in the brain. So what is this showing? This is showing that, again, pain is not made up, right? Saying that it's a mind-body connection is not saying like it's all in your head. 1,000,000% not. It's that the genesis of your pain is coming from a brain and a nervous system that feel like they are in danger and are sending signals to be repetitive. So even if you had a structural diagnosis, if you had an injury, but the area healed, but the pain has just never gone away, and they're like, oh, well, it's probably, you know, scoliosis or, you know, your IT band or things like that. Studies have blown that argument away, that if there's no structural damage done, there is no pain, right? It's not the structure that's causing the pain. It's the brain and the nervous system, which can be really weird and crazy for us to think about that from that perspective. And I think the hardest part for me, as I was learning this, right, I kind of just committed to it. I said, you know what? I am just determined to look at my pain and my diagnosis and my autoimmune disease from this lens, because I've literally tried everything else. Everything else, and nothing has helped. So I was like, what do I have to lose? Did the fear go away overnight? No. It took me, and it takes everybody such a different time, like until I really noticed like a large change in my pain, it probably took me about a year. And throughout that year, I was experiencing pain increasing and decreasing when I would do things such as somatic tracking, or doing a lot of journaling and just getting a lot of like repressed emotions out. I remember the first time I like talked myself down from a migraine, and I just felt so empowered. I was like, oh, like this migraine went away because I talked to my brain and I told myself, we don't have to do this. Like, I'm actually not going to believe that this needs to have meaning right now. Because I had something that I was going to, that I wanted to go to. I had like anxiety about it and I was a little nervous and it was like a big deal thing I was going to, but I was like, you know what? No, like I want to go and I actually want to have a good time. So I'm just going to choose to not believe this. Now it's different for all of us and it takes steps. For me, it took really, really, really understanding what was going on in my brain and nervous system. And once I learned that, once I experienced the pain and sensations, I was like, okay, I'm choosing to believe that this is neuroplastic. This is a mind-body symptom that is happening. I am not going to sit here and get stressed out and get like solution oriented, like let me take this, let me do this, let me try this, let me get the ice pack, let me get the heat pack, let me do all this kind of stuff. Because when we do that, we're still looking at our symptoms. We're saying, hey, if I think about it in this way, it's because something is wrong. Now, there's different approaches to taking to our pain, right? When we are in like a 9 out of 10 pain, there's something called avoidance behaviors, right? Sometimes when I feel like my wrist like hurts a little bit, I'll do this and I'll like crack it. And that is like this behavior, this pattern that I've created that's like an avoidance behavior, right? Because it's like, it kind of hurts, I'm gonna do this. What we wanna do is create exposure to our pain when we are in a state where it feels like we have some safety. So if your pain is at a 9 or out of a 10 all the time, we're not gonna try and help calm you down, right? We're gonna help get us to a place where the pain has lessened first, and then we're gonna look at our symptoms and try and look at them through this lens of safety. You know, and how we do that is we create this environment of like curiosity. And through somatic tracking, what we're trying to do is, it's a neuroscience technique based in taking our brain, calming it down, and looking at the sensations and saying, interesting. We try and kind of give them a quality. We give them like a texture, right? So when my voice pain gets really bad, it's like, I sit there and I breathe and I'm like, okay, this feels like a dryness. It feels like a throbbing sometimes. Sometimes it can feel like, I used to give this description of like a knife, like going through the back of my neck. Like that's what my, you know, it felt like. So then it was like, okay, how can we create some pictures of some different images that might be more calming to the brain and nervous system, right? Because like a dagger through my neck isn't going to instill safety, right? So I started looking at it through like, okay, like I feel more like, there's actually more like heat. Like I feel like heat, and I feel when I swallow, it kind of feels like pressure. And so I started to look at my sensations like, okay, heat isn't scary. I actually like drinking hot drinks. Pressure isn't actually bad. Like I love when someone gives me like a big hug. Physical touch is my love language. Like I love when someone hugs me, right? And I was able to start creating these corrective experiences. Doesn't matter if it was like for 5 seconds, for 5 minutes. Slowly I started teaching my brain, we don't have to fear these sensations. The pain doesn't always go away immediately. And the purpose of learning how to look at our pain through a lens of safety, for the short term, it is teaching our brain safety. For the long term, it is freedom from pain. But we have to give ourselves a lot of grace and self-compassion in the journey, that because I've learned about this today, doesn't mean that tomorrow I'm gonna be like, okay, I don't care if I got back pain. It doesn't mean anything, right? Like it kind of takes a process. And for some of us, you know, if we've been to so many doctors for so long, it can be really hard to get those voices out of our head. It's called the white coat mentality, right? As someone in a white coat, if they tell us something, we're gonna believe it because it looks like they have the authority. And I'm not saying to not believe and, you know, not have respect for doctors or anything like that. But for so long, we've just had this narrative in our brain that our bodies are broken. And I just wanna really, really encourage you that that's absolutely not true. Our body is not broken. Our body is an extension of our brain. And oftentimes the pain that we're experiencing, I know it can be excruciating. Oftentimes it's from a dysregulated brain and nervous system that are trying to say something to us and we have not been listening. And so sometimes the signals just get turned up louder and louder and louder and louder until it actually causes us to stop. And then our brain is like, okay, I got you out of that dangerous situation, AKA that confrontation or that job where, you know, you have anger all the time because you feel like you're doing everybody's job and nobody steps up and nobody's going to help you take over, you know, your role. You just kind of keep getting stuff handed to you more and more and more, and you just get more and more angry. And just eventually these symptoms are your brain and nervous system speaking to you because you won't speak up for yourself. There's so many times I just didn't, and I still, like, this is not a, you know, I learned about this and now my life is great and I have no symptoms and I have no struggles in life. But what it is like, oh my gosh, I feel so empowered around my pain because I know that it's not something to fear. I know that it doesn't have to have any meaning. And oftentimes I know it's just like my brain and nervous system needing a little love, and it's myself needing a little compassion to know that like everything is gonna be all right. We don't have to stay stuck in this fight or flight or freeze or fawn mentality all the time. But some of us are just stuck in that and we don't even know how to get out. You might be like, okay, this actually sounds legit. Like, I think I believe you. I don't know where to start. And so that's why I have created some of my resources, because I felt like I didn't know where to start. Like, I read all the books. I was like, haha, I got it down. And then, you know, my pain would flare up. I would have a full body flare, right? Having fibromyalgia, and I would be in bed and I'm like, I'm not supposed to be afraid of this, but like I am terrified right now and I'm really mad. And now I feel shame for like, I feel like I know. I'm like learning the science and yet my body's still doing the same thing. It's about like giving ourselves time in the process. It's about like learning to live in that gray of like, I'm learning as I'm healing. And sometimes we're going to have wins and breakthroughs and we're going to be like, oh my gosh, like I decided to not freak out about that migraine. I decided to like sit in this lens of safety and it went away. Amazing. Sometimes we're going to have setbacks and it's going to feel like, oh yeah, this probably wasn't working. Like my back went out again today and I'm like want to go to the doctor because I need to get some meds, but like I thought this was going to be the thing that helped me. And it is, it just takes time. Healing is not linear. It's not like straight up, right? It's like healing is like this, but our downs up here are still higher than like our downs from when we started, right? So I just want to encourage you to try to look at your fear. Nope, to try to look at your symptoms as a fear-riddled brain and nervous system just trying to communicate with you. Like if you wake up every morning and you have to take an Advil because your migraines start every morning, I want to encourage you, still take the Advil, but be like, I wonder what like my brain and my nervous system might be trying to speak to me today. And in my course, we just talk about some of these different options on how to journal, on how to do biblical meditation, on how to do somatic tracking, on how to create this safety reappraisal in our minds and our bodies so that we can learn how to lessen this danger signal over time, to where you're going to wake up one day and be like, I actually haven't had a migraine in like 2 weeks. That's crazy. Because I thought the moment I was out of pain, I was going to know. But I don't remember like when my pain actually stopped, which is a crazy thing to think about, when for the last decade of my life, I was completely focused on my pain at all times and all of my symptoms, right? My day was based on my symptoms. And it's once we start to take the fear out of it, we take the meaning out of it, which means we take the preoccupation out of it. And we actually start to think and focus and look at everything else around our life. And then you're like, whoa. Oh yeah, didn't I have that pain for so long? What happened to it? So I want to just encourage you that it can be, there is light at the end of the tunnel. I absolutely believe that for you. And so again, I've just really created some of these resources because I want that to be the reality for you as well. So if you are somebody who struggles with chronic pain and you're just like, I think that sounds cool, but like, I don't know if I believe you. Please reach out. Ask me any of your questions. I would love to just help you navigate and start this journey because it can feel so isolating and so lonely, but I just have never been more empowered in my life when it comes to my pain and my symptoms. And so that's all I got for you today. I'm trying to see if I missed any comments or anything. I love y'all. I'm here for you.
Like what you hear so far? Click the subscribe button and give me a rating and review.
and let's keep this conversation going. You can find me on social media at Whitney Wood Music. You can find any of my latest singles out anywhere that you stream or purchase music under Whitney Wood, as well as my latest passion project. It's a kids EP called BB and Bubba. I'll have the links below so you can find them. Have a great week, everybody.